Hi, Yixin. So, first question. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
My happiest memories is when, I think it was winter. I was in sixth grade. I went to Gangwon-do, a place called Gangwon-do. It's a state in Korea. So, it's at northern part of South Korea, so it's kind of cold and it snows a lot. So me and my family went there and we went to a hotel, like really expensive hotel, because my dad's company, they offered us for this like opportunity. So we got to go there and we played a lot. And me and my family, we rode a ski and like we went to aquarium and we had so much fun. So I think that was one of my best memories in my life.
Okay. Second question. What are you proudest of in your life?
Proudest? It's about me, about myself. So my faithfulness, I think it's my proudest thing in my life. I'm really faithful, I think. So I work really hard at things that I have to work on. And for even my religion, I'm really faithful, I think. So I think it's my like proudest thing of myself.
How has faith affected your life? Like, how has it impacted it in one ways, do you think?
I think my faithfulness is always kind of improving myself to better level.
Do you think that God really has, like, do you feel that he's an important player in your life? Like, do you really feel feel that kind of presence in your life?
Oh, yes, because when I was young, I used to see, like, things that other people can't see. So, like ghosts, like, say that ghosts. So, like, I saw it often when I was in elementary school, so I was really scared and like always wanted to like go out of my home and like anywhere that ghosts appears. So I started to pray a lot and go to church a lot. And then I talked with my priest. So he kind of like gave some advice to me. So after that, like the ghosts didn't really show up to me. So I think God is really helping me a lot in my life.
Holy shit, you saw ghosts? That's crazy.
Like, things that people cannot see. Yeah.
Dang. Was it like, what kind of, was it like dead people or like, did they talk to
you? Yeah, dead people and like one thing that I remember was like, it was most scariest thing. So it was a girl, a young girl, like the blood on her eye. Like, in the middle of the road, where cars are going. Yeah, I still remember that.
Oh my god, dude, you're gonna give me nightmares. Okay, let's move on. That's scary shit, bro. Okay, what are you proudest of in your life?
Oh, I answered already.
Oh, sorry, oh my god. I'm so dumb. Okay. Can you remember a time in your life when you felt most alone?
I actually don't remember. Like, I never felt alone in my life because I believe that I have my family, like, my heart. So I don't really feel alone.
Dang, that's so inspiring. That's really good. Okay. So are you close with your family? Like, are they a big part?
Even, yeah, in my life, we were always like apart because I was in America since I was young, like in elementary school. And even though I went back to Korea, my dad went to a business trip a lot. So family wasn't really in one place. But even though we were not in a place, we kept like contacting each other and we bonded a lot. So I think that's made me to think like that.
Mm. Wow, that's beautiful. Okay, so in regards to quarantine and COVID-19, so what are you afraid of right now and what frightens you about COVID-19?
I'm afraid that my grandpa and my mom and dad, them getting coronavirus. Because if they get it, I don't think my grandpa will survive. I want him to survive, but most likely. Yeah, so I think that's the scariest part.
Yeah, I feel you. Okay. Are you close with your grandpa?
Yeah. I used to go do fishing, as I told you.
Mm. Yeah. Oh yeah, you used to go fishing with him. Do you still? Is he in Korea right now? Do you? Still,
yeah, he's in Korea right now.
What is a lesson that you have learned from him that you keep with you?
If you want to catch a big fish, you need a big bait.
Okay.
Okay. Next. It was a life lesson.
Hmm. That's pretty deep. I like that. Hmm. Hmm. Okay. Number 8. How is this experience different from other historical events you've lived through? Because you've lived through you've gone through SARS, MERS, and swine flu. So how is it different?
Those three pandemics I went through, it happened when I was in Korea. So I had my family around me, mom and dad. So I wasn't really worried about me because I knew that my family will like protect me. I was young at that time. So yeah. And for swine flu, I really got the flu when I first came to Korea. So yeah, but I survived. So yeah, I think I kind of got immune from like that virus. But this coronavirus, I think one different thing is that I'm alone in the US. So my family are like worrying about me since America is the most like a country that has the most virus in this world. So yeah.
Hmm. So because you don't have your family with you, where else are you getting like that sense of community and like strength?
Strength. I think I'm getting it from my friends. Because like I don't really know if they're, I can't really tell if they're giving me strength, but still with me, even though we are not meeting in school, we can meet in like online. So we are encouraging like each other by playing games and stuff. So I think they're giving me strength.
So what have you been doing during this coronavirus?
What?
What have you been doing?
I've been like doing extracurriculars and studying SAT and playing games.
What's the first thing that you want to do when you get out of here? when you get out of your house?
Oh, when we get out of here, I wanna. No, I like staying at home. I'm such a like homebody, so I think I will be staying in my room. Oh, I have a new bucket list. I wanna make a YouTube channel. Yeah, and like gain some subscribers. It's on my bucket list. Up to 100,000.
Okay, dang, Yuxin. I think you'd make a really good YouTube channel. I think you'd make really fun content. Especially your editing. Your editing is so good. How do you, like, where did you learn to edit?
Edit? Like, online. I searched up, like, every, like, technique, like, edit techniques in, like, internet. So, like, I got some tips from, like, blogs or YouTube, like, other videos that you, how to edit. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting how you mentioned, like, the internet and how you kind of learned from there. Our generation, we kind of learn everything from, like, the internet yeah. and stuff. And so what do you think about that? Do you think that's something, like, that's positive or negative?
I think it's very positive because, like, even though you're, like, financially unprivileged, like, if you have, like, a smartphone, you can learn, like, almost everything that you want to learn. But one thing that I'm, like, worried about is the sight. Yeah. So yeah. I don't think like we should be watching screens all day. I think we have to give our eyes some breaks.
Right. Yeah. So moving back to COVID-19, who is someone that you're thankful for in this time?
I'm very thankful for every people who works in medical field in like hospital or other places. Cause, yeah, I think they protect us a lot, even though we don't see them. So yeah, I'm really thankful to them.
Okay.